You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join us as we study together the Word of God. We're in the middle of a sermon that which I just preached at Island. Now, Island is the church that I pastored. That's 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, and the church is Island Community Church. If you're looking for a church home, if you don't have a church home, if you're hungry for the Word of God and you're not hearing the Word of God, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church, where I promise you, you will hear messages exactly like this you're hearing here this week and every week here. How can I say that? Well, I invite you to go to my website at wgodontheair.net and click on the link for podcasts and listen to every sermon I've preached from the last 2 years, and you'll see that I believe the Lord's coming back soon. I believe He's coming back in our lifetime. I believe He's coming back on my shift while I'm preaching and pastoring, and I believe God's going to hold me accountable for that. I believe that, and I teach that way. I don't think it's time to be playing church. I think it's time to be serious, because the Lord's coming back soon. Now, this message here, the falling away of the USA, is a look at six different things that have happened in this country to get us into this shape and into this condition that we're in now. And we're about in the middle of this here today. We looked at what's happened in the schools. We looked at what's happened in the courtrooms. We've looked at, and we're about to look at, sexual immorality. These are some of the things that has caused the United States to fall away from the Christian faith. That's what we're looking at here today. Again, I invite you to follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. I invite you to Island Community Church Sunday morning at 10:30. Okay, without further ado, let's go to the Word of God here for today, the falling away from the faith of the United States.
So what to do? What do we do about this?
Well, I'll pray about it. I'll pray. I'll put it on my prayer list.
Order a clean house. What do? You elect godly judges is what we do. We clean house. This is your country. Like Jehu, I believe you and I need to take our country back in a godly, law-abiding way. Now, let's not leave out Supreme Court judges, right? Let's let number two take us to number three, throwing God out as the standard for morality. Throwing God out as the standard for morality. The day, January 22nd, 1973. Let me read that again. Throwing God out as the standard for morality. Again, January 22nd, 1973. This was the day nine men and women decided that a baby in the womb was not human after all. Reminds me of something somebody named D. James Kennedy said a long time ago. He said this. It's always struck me as funny. He said, back in the 1500s, when they translated the Bible out of Latin into English, the language of the people, They translated it into English so that the people could understand it. Now, 500 years later, they're retranslating it back into Latin so that nobody can understand it. What am I talking about? And what did he mean by that? Fetus. Babies, plain English. Not anymore. Now that is a fetus. Back into Latin. Maybe if it's in another language, you won't know what it means. I've seen videos of a 15 or 20 week old baby trying to dodge this needle going in there. At just a couple months old. This country's fallen away from the faith. This is what it means to fall away. What do we do? Do we pray? Dear God, please end all the abortions. Amen. Or do you clean house? Sometimes prayer just doesn't cut it. Because God sends people to do his work here. Read the Old Testament. It's full of people. Read the book of Judges. They didn't just pray in the book of Judges. God used people to accomplish his will. He uses people to clean house. It's time to clean house. This is the solution. Not just praying, God, please end all the abortions. Amen. We've got to do something about it. I don't have all the answers. I hardly have any of them. Only with, I share with you the things that God gives me to share with you. I didn't have any of this clean house stuff until this morning. I had no idea what I was going to say to you for what the solution is. Well, turn the air down a little. Go ahead. It is hot in here. Number four would be sexual immorality. What's happened to the United States? How do we fall away from the faith? Sexual immorality. If you would please turn with me, Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. So two angels came to Sodom. Two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was standing in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, bowed himself with his face to the earth, and said, "My lords, please turn aside to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you'll rise up early in the morning and go on your way." And they said, "No, we will spend the night in the town square." Verse 3. But he pressed them strongly so that they turned aside to him and entered his house. And he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. But before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, now look what it says. It says, both the young and the old, and all the people, down to the last man, surrounded the house. That's interesting. It says, the old and the young. Let me ask the question. Where do you suppose the young learn such debauchery? Two places. Number one, they learned it at Sodom Elementary. And number two, homosexual parents. I said homosexual parents. That's the truth. When you raise up a child like that and tell them that there's nothing wrong with that, once God was thrown out of, you see, Sodom Elementary, this fictitious school, used to be a beautiful place. Until they kick God out of it, you see? And that's the same thing of what happens here in this country. Once you kick God out of something, then the devil moves right in. Once God was thrown out of Sodom Elementary, where things used to be righteous, devil moved right on in. And that's what he does here in these schools right here, in this county right here in Merritt Island. Where you can't have an aspirin, but you can have an abortion without your parents knowing about it. I'm calling that out as evil. Verse 5, so they called a lot. Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out so that we may know them. Now, they didn't want to play bridge with them or Yahtzee. Lot went out to the men at the entrance, shut the door after them, and said, I beg you, do not act so wickedly. Behold, I have two daughters who have not known any man. Let me bring them out to you and do to them as you please. Only do nothing to these men, for they have come under the shelter of my roof. But they said, stand back. And they said, this fellow came here to sojourn, and he has become a judge. You know, that's almost comical, isn't it? Scary prophetic. Who are we to judge? You ever hear that line today? Is that the number one answer to this question right here? And it was spoken in Sodom with quotation marks around it. I mean, think about today when we put quotation marks around something, right?
My grandmother said, and I quote, do the dishes.
What is it here? What was it at the cross? Quotation. He believed in God. Let him deliver him since he trusts in him. Here it is, in quotation marks, who are you to judge us? Just like it is today, history repeats itself. So then they said, now we will deal worse with you than with them. So they pressed hard against the man Lot and drew near to break the door down. But the men reached out their hands and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck with blindness the men who were at the entrance of the house, both small and great, so that they wore themselves out groping for the door. Anyone here ever see the horror movie Night of the Living Dead? I mean, that sounds just like this, doesn't it? Can you see this? All these zombies you see out here in the world today? I mean, this is absolute craziness. There's these guys walking around like this. They're blind. It's right out of Creature Features on Saturday night. But it's real. USA has fallen away from the faith. What's a believer to do? Pray? Lord, please tell the homosexuals they're wrong. Amen. Or clean house. You know, you can't clean this house. Only God can clean this one. Because there's more to the rise of rampant homosexuals that's going on here in the world than meets the eye. I'll say it now. Homosexuals, in my opinion, are infected with a virus. And I don't mean a fleshly virus. There's more to that sin in this country than meets the eye. Something is going on in the spiritual realm with this.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.